State Multimodal Operations Director Brian Weiler with the Missouri Department of Transportation says he understands many have visions of the bullet train in their minds when talk turns to high-speed passenger rail service. He says what the eight Midwestern states are discussing is a 3,000-mile Midwest rail network with Chicago as the main hub.
So I think the public can expect significant incremental improvements in the service. We want to get to the point that we can reduce the travel times. We want to get to the point where the frequency is increased, where there aren't delays. It's a very reliable service. So I think that's more what you can expect, incremental, but also significant improvements.
Eight Midwestern governors have agreed to work together to get a piece of the $8 billion set aside by the federal economic stimulus package for high-speed rail. Weiler points out applications have already topped $100 billion.
But we think within Missouri we've got a very good application. We've been working very closely with the host railroad that owns this track, which is Union Pacific Railroad, with Amtrak, which is our current operator, and we put together a good list of about $150 million worth of projects.
Under the plan, a Chicago to St. Louis route would be in the first tier of projects. St. Louis to Kansas City would be in the second tier. Even as Missouri dreams of high-speed rail, Weiler says MoDOT has worked hard to increase the speed and reliability of the current Amtrak system. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.